I want to ride my bicycle. Bill Barty, that music can only mean one thing. We're going to talk about bicycles.
What gave it away?
I don't know.
TJ's going to let it play.
There you go.
We're going to find out about Bike Charlotte. How many years has Bike Charlotte been going on? Don, these days in the Charlotte area, transportation is a hot topic. Whether you're on the north side, whether you're stuck in traffic on the south side, no matter where you are, transportation is a big deal and a big conversation piece. We're going to find out how bicycles fit in that conversation piece right now, because now through May 14th, Bike Charlotte is going on. You can go to the website, bikecharlotte.org. We're going to bring Neil Boyd, our friend Neil Boyd. He's not just a bicyclist. He's a hiker and angler and runner and all those other things, too. But we're going to talk bicycles with Neil Boyd right now with the Outdoor Guys on the Carolina Outdoors. Neil, welcome.
Good morning, folks.
Hey, good morning. Neil, how do bicycles fit into the conversation of transportation in the Charlotte area these days?
Well, the neat thing about bicycles, it's one of the most, it is actually probably the least expensive, well, I guess with pedestrian transportation models, walking, but it's one of the least expensive and most efficient forms of travel in the city, and it's getting every year easier and easier to do. The Charlotte Department of Transportation is putting in more facilities, bike facilities, you know, everything from parking to dedicated lanes, and you're going to see some things here in the Queen City over the next weeks that are really going to make a big difference when it comes to bicycle travel in the Queen City.
Well, and it's bleeding out all over the place, too. I was down in York County, and York, as far as recreational cycling, York County's got signs up and that sort of thing, too. So the full encompassment of the Charlotte area proper is paying attention to bicycles. But this is about Mecklenburg County and Charlotte with Bike Charlotte going on. How many years has Bike Charlotte been in existence?
So we're approaching this. I believe this is the 19th year for the event. This is actually the 17th year they have contracted with us to organize the event. And the original event basically started out with just a few events within a week span. Then it went to 10 days, and approximately, I guess maybe 6-7 years ago, we expanded because of the need and so many people wanting to organize events during Bike Charlotte. We went from the 10-day period to 17 days, where it stretches over 3 weekends.
Yeah, it kicked off April 28th, and again, as we said, goes through May 14th. And Neil, correct me if I'm wrong when I say these things, but part of the success of Bike Charlotte has been, when it did initially started out small, it was purely transportation oriented, as in, let's go to the drugstore via bicycle, or let's go to work via bicycle. But per those events that you just spoke about, it has bled into not just going to the drugstore, going to school, going to work, but the recreational aspect has been put into play, including some of the events that are going to be going on from an entertainment, from an educational standpoint. What are some of those events?
Yeah, I mean, and you're exactly right, Bill. I mean, the overall lying theme of Bike Charlotte is to just encourage anyone and everyone to break out the bicycle during that 17-day time span and encourage them to ride. And it could be anything from, you know, like you said, riding to the drugstore, riding to the post office, to picking up one of the social events that we have during Bike Charlotte. I mean, we have everything this year from organized bike rides to social events. We have different theme days like this. Today actually is Bike to Architectural Day, and we have a Bike to Architectural ride and other Bike to Architectural type events going on, kind of celebrating architecture in Charlotte. Next weekend, on the Saturday, we have Bike to Art event, and then the last Saturday, is Bike to History. And we've also set up different specials and deals. If you bike to these museums that are listed on the Bike Charlotte website, you get a discount for riding there.
It's pretty amazing. We can get some culture on our bicycle, get a little bit of education on our bicycle. Don, I got the whole list. I've got it via paper, but it is on the website too, bikecharlotte.org.
Yeah. And what's and the amazing thing, too, is when what we hear year in and year out is once these events are over, the participants all say they're unbelievable how you can get around Charlotte and feel safe and ride your bike using, you know, maybe roads that you wouldn't normally drive on, but using alternate routes, different ways. It's just a great educational tool to get people, you know, around the Queen City.
Well, you know, I see the bike lanes all over, and I'm always a little bit confused by them. For example, they always end at a stop sign in a right turn lane. How do you navigate those safely?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times, many times the way the city, this is a whole kind of a conversation for another day, but with the bike lanes that end in Charlotte, the way the program kind of works now to keep it short is the program is really has a very, very small budget, so they have to partner with other types of projects among CDOT. So a lot of times you'll see, you know, certain projects that get done, and they may end here, but there are future, you know, expansions planned down the road when they do a restriping or when they do a street widening or certain things. But the Ben Miller, our new CDOT bike program manager, has to be really creative and kind of work with other folks in the department to get those projects done when they can.
All right. If everybody's listening, we're the Carolina Outdoors here on News 1110 WBT. And we are talking, Don Yeager over there, Bill Bartee, talking to Neil Boyd about Bike Charlotte. And I'm just going to list a few of these, Neil. I don't want to put you on the spot too bad, but I've look, Bike Luck presented by the Charlotte Knights. That's happening today as people who are listening to the Carolina Outdoors via WBT want to get up early. 7 a.m. to noon. Is that over at BB&T?
Yeah, that's a more of an organized type bike ride. They have several different routes and options. So, you know, based upon your ability and where you you know, what length of route you might want to ride, and that's not a guided tour. They actually mark the route, so you're on your own to ride your own speed for that entire route.
I thought you were in the middle of the light rail right there when that train went off right behind you. They also
trains go by early here.
Trips for kids, Charlotte Sugar Creek Greenway ride. What kind of ride is that?
And that again is just a ride for you know, the kids here in Charlotte. The Trips for Kids program is an incredible program. I don't know how long that's been going, but it's a program that takes at-risk youth out on cycling trips, mountain bike trips, all different types of rides, and it's a they wanted to be involved with Bike Charlotte to help promote their program and what they do. They're always in need of volunteer support, and again, it's just you know, they're a great program here that we're fortunate to have in Charlotte.
That's 9 to noon today, and I will talk, because some of them are, that one's capped at, that is free, and I think a bunch of people can come out there and do that. There was another one, that architectural bike tour that you mentioned is capped at 50 people. So you can get out there and see Charlotte architecture. There's one in here that always gets my attention, and I'm going to ask you about it, and they always sell it out because of its limited number of people who can do it. And it is on Sunday from 10 to noon, the ride with Patrick George of the Heartwood Tree Service. Tell us about the Tour de Trees.
Yeah, the Tour de Trees is a lot like the bike to architectural ride, and the reason those are capped is because those guys know how many people they can handle and effectively talk to on the route. But the Tour de Trees has been one of our most popular rides, and they've started offering them too. So it's the first Sunday and the last Sunday. And Patrick George basically is one of our most experienced tree arborists here in the city. And he takes the group of people out to show them champion trees and talk to that group of people about how, you know, the history of trees here in Charlotte. And you know, we all know that our tree canopy is one of the big reasons a lot of people move here, one of the most popular things that people say when they come to Charlotte about the city. So it's a great opportunity to ride along with someone who knows the history of our tree canopy here and kind of give you a guided tour with that.
Neil Boyd's on with the Outdoor Guys. And listen, you can go to bikecharlotte.org and see all of these things listed. But there's another thing in here that's not just for bicycles as we talk Bike Charlotte. And it is next Sunday, May 7th. Neil, tell us about the city and bicycles and even just Open Streets, with the Open Streets 704 going on Sunday, May 7th. What is that all about?
Yep, so we're in our second year. This is actually the third event for the Open Streets 704. And while I'm incredibly excited about all events during Bike Charlotte, this is probably the most excited event for us because, like you said, it's open to everybody. And pedestrians, rollerbladers, runners, anybody. We're closing a section of streets about, I think it's about a mile and a half or 2 miles in length. But it starts right near CPCC College, and it runs all the way up through the Plaza Midwood area, about down to Veterans Park. And it's going to be closed all Sunday afternoon. They're going to have programming all along that route. Everything from we're doing a bike bingo, we're going to have our big adult tricycles out there, they're going to have live music, there's food, all different types of festivities along that stretch. And it's really geared to just get people out and enjoy our beautiful streets here in the city of Charlotte.
Neil Boyd's his name. Don, it used to be just for bike snobs, it seems like, going to bike events, but it's not. It is open for everybody as long as you have a want. Even if you don't have a bike, just a want to ride a bike, it sounds like you can head out to Bike Charlotte and they'll get you pointed in the right direction. I guess helmets are recommended for every bike event that is occurring during Bike Charlotte. I guess that would be required or really, really recommended.
Yeah, we do, and obviously in the state of North Carolina, it's a law for 16 and under, so anyone with that. But, I mean, we do recommend for all these events that everyone wear a helmet because obviously you're going to be around, people during that event, and while you may be able to control what you do, a lot of times you can't control what someone riding around you does.
His name is Neil Boyd. Neil, we so appreciate you being on again with the Carolina Outdoor Guys.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Have a great one. We'll see him out there at one of the events. It's through May 14th. Right now, we're going to take a break. He's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Bartee. This is the Carolina Outdoors.